Thank God you're already laying down, because after all that, I don't think I can support my own weight anymore. Let's take a little break. We'll continue in a bit. You've really filled me up, you know. It feels like I could burst like a balloon. That won't happen, though. I mean, we both know how much I can normally take in one go. It's so hot inside me, too. It always does amaze me, though, just how much is stored up inside you. You came the same amount every time I milked you. Were you saving up while studying for your exams? You're adorable. It's good that I'm on the pill, too. Because if not, then I would most certainly be pregnant right now. Not that I ever mind if that were to happen, as I'm sure you would be an amazing father to our kids. But we don't need to be thinking about that just yet now, do we? It felt a little different this time. No, it wasn't bad at all. It was amazing. And you know I would never lie to you about this or fake anything. What I mean is that it feels more romantic somehow. You know? Like, it felt like maybe this was not just about lust for me, but love as well. Maybe it was just because it had been so long. But I guess your exams made me realize how much I love you as much as I lust for you. You know how I always take your shirts, right? I may have, done some stuff with them. It feels good and all, but it just wasn't the same as when you would do those things to me. Things feel better when I'm doing it with you. I've come to realize that this is not so much a matter of taking care of my needs, but more of my way of expressing how much I love you. After all, the fastest way to a guy's heart is through his cock, right? I know it sounds corny when I talk like this, but you've had this effect on me. If anything, you should be the one taking responsibility for how I am now. What? No, I'm not going to tell you what I did with your shirts. It's embarrassing for a girl to say, so you will just have to use your imagination. I'll give them back. One day. Yes, I'll make sure to wash them thoroughly. Unless you don't want me to. It's your fault for that deal you made. I still had to take care of myself, you know. Since I couldn't have my way with you, taking a few shirts was the next big thing I could get. I mean, anyway, can we move on from this embarrassing thing and go back to being sweet and romantic to each other? You were really good this time. I mean it. You were amazing. You did so little to me, but each thing felt like 20 things all happening at once to me. My body was literally on fire from it all, and I couldn't even think straight. Are you sure you were studying for exams, or were you studying techniques to make me feel better? You did it in the past, so I wouldn't be surprised if you did. Then again, you always do a good job when it comes to this. I guess that comes with how many times we have actually done it, though, since we started dating, hun. I've lost count of the number of times we've done it. Still, you always manage to keep up with me. Somewhat. At a certain point, I convinced myself that I'd never find someone who was willing to date me. I am so lucky I found you. I'm also grateful that you haven't decided that this was too much work for you either, and then left me because I know how I can be sometimes. Well, all the time. Right now, though, I think we both deserve a rest. Let's take a quick nap. You can replenish your stamina. And when you wake up, we'll get right back into the fun. Or I could do it while you're sleeping again. Don't nap for too long now. okay? What? You didn't think that we would be done with just this, did you? Oh, my silly and loving boyfriend. This was just an appetizer. The real thing comes later on, so you better get back to 100% soon. Try to rest up as much as possible, sweetie. I imagine you won't be getting much sleep tonight, either. The deal wasn't my idea. I've upheld my part of the bargain, so now it's time for you to do your part. I'm going to use every hour I have to wring you dry. You'll do your best for me, won't you? After all, you are the best boyfriend ever, and you would never stop me. Sleep well. You have a busy rest of the day ahead of you.